Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep minute by minute into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
They call me Zach.
With a CK.
Oh,
God.
Gross.
With a CH.
The mere thought of being one of those K people. Gross. I have no prejudices in my life. Except for that one.
I don't know why I said with a CK.
I don't know either. Oh. Know me for a long time, man.
Yeah. Go ahead and cut that.
Nope, it's in. Well,
fuck. Oh, God. We're back on the world's least comfortable carnival ride today.
Yep.
We're starting inside the cabin of Orny 2.
Yep.
Paul is unconscious after letting go of the reins.
He's asleep. How is he asleep? That is insane to me.
I don't know.
I pride myself.
In my head, all the blood has rushed from his head to his feet because of the G-forces and shit. He's not doing the heavy breathing that pilots do or whatever.
I pride myself in being
Duncan
able
didn't
to
teach him that part.
No, probably not. That was the next lesson. The one they were supposed to do right when they got to Arrakis.
Ah, okay.
I pride myself on being able to fall asleep pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
It's a very handy skill of mine.
Sure.
I learned it in band class. I would fall asleep in the middle of band class because orchestra percussion often doesn't do things.
Boom, boom. Hit a timpani every hour.
There are days where if they're focusing on a particular section, then us in the back in the percussion section, probably not doing much. So I was able to fall asleep in those band classes.
Yep.
And this baffles me how he was able to fall asleep.
Yeah. Just under duress.
Yeah. So yeah, that's insane. And he seems to be woken up by some alarms that go off. And Jessica says we're above 5,000 meters.
Yep. Well, the voices return, but the subtitles don't really say anything what's going for them. We get another shot of the altimeter, and that one's showing 8340 for their height. They're way above 5,000 meters, and they're still getting tossed around inside this storm, which is crazy because Kine said just hit 5,000 and you're good.
Yeah. So 8340, we're assuming meters.
Yeah.
That's 27,362 feet and 2.4 inches.
Fuck.
Yeah. That is very high up in the air.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, so that's like cruise level for passenger airlines,
that's
right?
What, 30,000 feet?
Yeah, they're at 30,000 feet. So pretty much up there.
Holy shit.
You have to have oxygen equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe that's why they're passed out.
It could be, honestly, because I think it's at least on Earth, it's 15,000 feet above that. You have without oxygen, you have 30 seconds of consciousness.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. If you if your shit gets depressurized. So
nope.
Maybe this is a pressurized cabin. They don't need it.
Maybe, but that glass is getting the shit beat out of it.
Yeah.
So God.
They do not have any kind of oxygen equipment.
See the friend.
Yeah. Maybe he's just going into hypoxia.
Maybe. Who knows? Have you ever seen a video of people going into hypoxia?
No.
So there's a YouTube channel called Smarter Every Day.
I know them. Yeah.
And he has a video about why, whenever you get on a plane, the flight attendants make a big point of the whole put your mask on before other people think. And he undergoes hypoxia to show exactly what happens when that happens and everything, because he's at some naval testing facility or whatever.
Right.
And they're just yeah, let's do a little hypoxia for fun. And you're basically a zombie and you just can't function. So.
Gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just covered that part
flying
in ground school, training. Yeah. So it was I think if Yeah, above 15,000 feet, if you have a rapid decompression, or depressurization, excuse me.
Yeah.
Then, you have like 30 seconds before
you're just toast.
Yeah, pretty much. So, it's crazy.
Fuck. Jessica states we're above 5,000 meters, and then Paul re-engages the boosters, and we get a nice little outside shot where we just see them just fire and just. And then the ornithopter just kind of rockets, not straight up, but at a very steep angle upwards.
Mm-hmm. So they're at 30,000 feet, give or take.
Yep.
And looks like they are still very much inside the storm.
Yeah. We don't see a final reading on their altimeter.
No.
What we do see, though, is them break through the clouds, finally get to a place of peace, and then instead of an altimeter, we see a fuel indicator beeping, and that fuel is empty.
Bummer.
Yep. It's a little difficult to, see the exact shape of the symbols, but one thing that I noticed is that across the fuel meter,
mm-hmm.
like, so imagine this line left to right, put a line halfway through the middle of it. Everything on the left reads one way and everything on the right reads the opposite. So if it looks like it's a one and then a zero shape, and mm-hmm. then like a one and then a one and then like something in the middle.
Yeah.
But then on the right side of that middle line, it's then a zero and a one, or it's a one and a one and then a zero and a one.
So it's like mirrored down that center line. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder what that would mean.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Cool. I did appreciate that even without seeing anything.
Yeah.
Like being able to read the words, you knew this was a fuel gauge.
Mm-hmm.
Like that goes to a very good design of something where with no other context, and we were only shown this for like 2 seconds. And it's immediately you can pick up, hey, this thing's flashing red.
Yep.
It's a bar.
It's flashing red and it's a bar and it's beeping.
Yeah.
Something not good is about to happen.
This is a bar gauge and there's only a little bit of it filled in and it's beeping red. I think they're out of gas.
Where have I ever seen this before when my car is like fucking, you have like 3 miles before you're
right.
They cut out of gas and
they begin to
panic because they don't start to dive just yet. But they begin to panic because they realize they're only moving because of the momentum that they're still carrying from
mm-hmm.
that upward.
Arc.
Yeah. Yeah.
So only way to go from here is down.
Yes. So. Unfortunately, that's where our minute ends for today, though. So we're going to have to come back tomorrow to figure out exactly what happens in this moment.
And yep.
How they're going to get down safely. Because once again, 30,000 feet, give or take.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking high up.
I have a confession to make. Okay, I did not look up book notes for this part. I forgot to. I'm sorry.
Wow. You're letting the listeners down, Zach.
I am. I am very sorry. Let's come back tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow. If you'd like to reach out, we're on Instagram at the Dune Minute.
Yep.
We're on Twitter at Dune Minute.
Yep.
Did the whole thing yesterday.
Yeah.
DuneMinute@gmail.com.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Don't forget to also rate and comment and share the show with your friends. If you're on Apple Podcasts or if you're listening on iTunes, you can also just give us a little feedback there so the people know that this is what I like to think, good show.
Yeah.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, cool. See you then.